I have studied science, but the book is also about the politics and the history. This is a story of science, weak science, being used to support our dietary guidelines, and it's also the story of how politics infuse the process of science. And so it's really the whole story of the history of how our dietary guidelines came to believe the idea that fat and saturated fat are bad for health, which is not true. Our idea that saturated fat is bad for health goes back to 1961. The very first anti-saturated fat guideline was by the American Heart Association. That idea became the reigning hypothesis. And any science, this is simplifying it, but any scientist who believed to the contrary and criticized that science was basically expelled from the scientific community. And so they didn't get research grants, they don't get their papers published, they don't get invited to expert panels, and there became a small group of scientists, what I can call the nutrition aristocrats, who basically controlled the main institutions in charge of our nutrition guidelines.
Do they still?
And that is still the truth. It is a small group of scientists who control the expert panels at the American Heart Association and the USDA, the most important groups issuing recommendations today. And it is still true that critics cannot get their papers published and do not get invited to those panels.
So what do we call you? A nutritionist, author, journalist?
What? Investigative reporter. Investigative reporter, author.
Okay. The bottom line is we should eat more fat.
The bottom line is that a high-fat diet that is restricted in carbohydrates is really the best one for health. There are now dozens of clinical trials on altogether thousands of people showing that eating more fat, including saturated fat in meat, butter, dairy, cheese, eggs, leads to better outcomes in terms of obesity, diabetes, and heart disease.
Seems like the cattlemen need to do a better job of telling that story.
But yes, the cattlemen, they've been ignoring it, and I think now you will see that there will be a fight over allowing that science to be heard. Well, our dietary guidelines over the last 35 years have unequivocally failed, right? Americans have done as we were told. Since 1980, we've been told to eat 60% of our calories as carbohydrates. We've ramped up our carbohydrates by 25%. We've decreased our saturated fat by 11%. We have complied with the dietary guidelines, and they clearly haven't worked. Our working hypothesis is not working. So now, I think my interpretation is that the Dietary Guidelines Committee is basically doubling down on saturated fat to see if we restrict this even more, maybe that will work. It seems like an almost desperate solution about the environment. The environment is, I think, another reason to justify a low saturated fat recommendation. So even though the Dietary Guideline Committee, their responsibility is to just review the science, they're not experts in the environment. So they're engaging now in basically mission creep beyond their mandate to also look at environmental questions. That's not in their mandate, but they need more reasons to support their recommendations because good health is clearly not one that they can point to. Their dietary guidelines don't make healthier people. You know, eggs have been avoided for the cholesterol mainly, but it's been known since the 1970s that the cholesterol you eat does not get translated to the cholesterol in your blood because your body accommodates the cholesterol you eat. Every other Western nation has dropped their cholesterol limit, except for the United States. So eggs are fine to eat. And all the nutrients are in the yolk, which we've been told to avoid, but yep, that's where all the nutrients are. I think that the beef industry really just needs to say that the Dietary Committee needs to just reckon with the science. The science is there. It's just that they're ignoring it. There is a large body of clinical trial evidence. Again, dozens of clinical trials on thousands of people showing that it's restricting carbohydrates works far better than cutting back on fat for obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. If the beef industry can just get the Dietary Guidelines Committee to pay attention to that science, then the nutrition guidelines will go their way. And if the committee itself is too biased against that science, then they need to call upon Congress to intervene in that process in some way. I mean, I think the scientific process is failing us. So there's cause to ask Tom Vilsack, the Secretary of Agriculture, or Sylvia Matthews, the head of HHS, or Congress to say we need an unbiased, balanced Dietary Guidelines Committee, and we need for them to fulfill their mandate, which is to reckon with the best and most current science, which they're currently not doing. I don't know what the beef industry does now, and I don't know what the, I don't know anything about their lobbying efforts. But I think that they if whatever they do, they can simply make an argument based on the best science for helping Americans become healthier. It's an those are arguments that coincide with their own self-interest, but those arguments in and of themselves for the people of this country, those are good arguments that should be made.